Thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of Christ the King Radio or Christ the King Radio Ministries.
Hi, my name is Rochelle Farraco, and I'm with my business partner here,
Joan Tui. We're with Senior Solutions of Colorado, and thank you for joining our show again this week. We have some really great information for you today, and we have a guest with us that we'd like to introduce. I'd like to say right off, however, that you are listening to us at ChristTheKingRadio.org, and we're happy to have you on board.
Our guest today is Shirley Propi with American Council of the Blind of Colorado. She's here to share with us all her information and resources to get out to you. So hi, welcome.
Hi. Welcome, thanks so much, Shirley, for having me here today. I really appreciate it.
Yes, she's one of our members of Senior Solutions of Colorado.
Yeah, proud member.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit, Shirley, about the American Council for the Blind in Colorado. Little bit about your mission and your vision.
Okay. All right. I'd love to. The American Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired of Colorado, we call it ACBCO for short, is a nonprofit that's based here in Denver. We've been around since 1979. We have a wonderful program for seniors and young adults, or older adults, I should say, everyone over the age of 18. Our mission is to support the independence, equality, and opportunities for all blind and visually impaired individuals in the state of Colorado.
Great.
That's great. Do you just work with the blind?
We work with both blind and visually impaired members of our society. We also work with family members and other professionals. So we provide training and that type of thing as well.
Oh, wonderful. Tell us a little bit of background about the organization. I know it has an interesting history.
Yeah. So as I was saying, we were founded in 1978 as a all-volunteer organization to help the blind and visually impaired in the state of Colorado. We received our nonprofit status in 1979. Around 2005, we received a request from a gentleman that our volunteers had helped. He had no children, and when his wife passed away, he decided to leave half of his estate to the Heart Association in her name, and half of his estate to us.
Wow, that's
because
cool.
of the help
Very
that
impressive.
We had. Yeah, that because of the help that we had provided him. And so when we received that bequest, it allowed us to kind of build a brick and mortar structure, basically. We were able to hire our executive director, Barbara Boyer, and start providing more, streamlined services, you know, more organized services to our clients. It was really a wonderful blessing for us to receive that funding.
And so needed.
Yes.
So needed.
Exactly.
Do you currently receive funding? Does your funding continue?
Well, we are a tiny little nonprofit. Uh-huh. We do a lot of fundraising events, which are a lot of fun and absolutely fabulous. Our signature events are the Dinner in the Dark event, where we have a dinner. And you're encouraged to experience that dinner as a blind or visually impaired individual.
Oh, that's wonderful. So sight people go to the dinner, and it's in the dark.
Yeah.
So they get to experience it.
Oh, yeah, we provide sleep shades, you know, so that you have the simulation of blindness or a visual impairment. We have entertainment, typically, and auction to raise money. It's just a fabulous event. It's a lot of fun. We've also done what we call a Braille rally, where we've had sighted individuals driving cars with blind or visually impaired co-pilots. And the co-pilots are there to explain to them what course to take. Mm-hmm. We obviously don't judge them on speed. We judge them on how accurate they navigate the course through Denver. And then we end up at a car dealership and, you know, have a little party and celebrate.
That's so fun.
And that's a lot of fun too. Our other signature event is called Raising Cane that we typically do in October. Yeah, that's another one that's just, you know, it's very meaningful for people to have that experience of walking through downtown Denver as a blind or visually impaired individual. It really does make you understand what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, what blind people are going through.
Exactly. And you know, what traffic feels like and all those things that we don't pay attention to or don't.
And that's like a 7-block radius, isn't it, where they walk?
Yeah.
And it's on the two busiest streets, like Colfax and Broadway?
We change the route every year. But usually it's, you know, along the 16th Street Mall, along, you know, Colfax. This past year, we started the walk at the state capitol. And then we ended up at the Broadmoor Hotel. Mm. So it really was a really neat event. And I have to say that we had a lot of new people attend this year, which was great. You know, we're growing every year. And most of them were individuals who work with seniors who have, you know, vision loss, you know, as many do. We'll talk a little bit more about those statistics here in a little bit. But you know, they really said, you know, wow, I just had no idea what these people are going through.
Really?
Yeah. It's a really moving experience. It really is. Really is. And a lot of fun, too. You know, at the end, we get together and, you know, with our board of directors who, you know, for the most part are blind or visually impaired. And they're a great group of people. They're a lot of fun, you know. This is not a depressing group.
Right. Yeah.
It's not. So very active.
Tell us how you get the word out about your events. Like, how can Senior Solutions of Colorado or others help you to get the word out about these events that are open to the public, is what I'm hearing you say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We encourage the public to attend these events because, you know, that's a lot of our funding comes from our fundraisers. You know, we're always looking for new ways to get the word out. That has been something that, you know, as a small nonprofit, we can't afford to advertise, you know. So we're out there going to different senior meetings, different advocacy meetings, that type of thing, and just spreading the word.
Do you use the community and neighborhood hub calendars?
No, I don't believe we do. I'm not in charge of the fundraising.
Okay. We can talk about that.
But,
a lot of people do refer to those neighborhood calendars to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that might be.
Yeah, we're looking at that right now. You know, how can we, you know, get the word out more? How can we let people know about vision loss? Because, you know, I don't know if the viewers out, or the listeners, I should say, out there are familiar with the silver tsunami that's coming
that's
through
already
Denver.
Here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, a lot of people are talking about it. A lot of people are talking about housing and transportation and all those things that are going to be affected by this. But, you know, along with that, along with the 10,000 people that are turning 65 a day in this country, one in three of those individuals are expected to experience uncorrectable vision loss. And that's vision loss that can't be corrected by glasses, can't be corrected by contacts or a medical procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start thinking about
one out of three.
One in three.
Wow.
That's a lot of individuals out there who are going to have vision loss. So it's really imperative that we are out there letting people know about this, letting people know what they can do maybe to prevent it. That's part of our mission,
right?
The education piece, and letting them know, you know, that there are resources out there. I tell this story all the time because it just simply breaks my heart every time it happens. I meet probably 3/4 or more of the clients that I meet, one of the first things they'll say to me is, the doctor said there was nothing more that could be done. And that's heartbreaking. And I can only imagine what it's like to hear those words. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what I always tell them and what I wish the medical doctors would say is that medically, maybe there's nothing more that can be done. But right. functionally, there's a lot that can be done.
Right. Which brings us, you know, to the whole reason that we started Senior Solutions of Colorado.
Exactly.
Was that people thought that they ran up against something and that there were no options.
Right.
And of course, there are options out there for
exactly.
folks in all sorts of living circumstances, mm-hmm. you know, life and circumstances that come along.
So you're talking more right. about learned experiences.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, there's adaptive aids, there's training techniques, there's daily living skills training that we provide. There's just a lot of different resources out there to help people continue to be active and engaged and, you know, members of our society.
Right. Well, we want to hear more about this, Shirley. Thank you for listening to us, and we'll be right back. We're going to take a break right now.
GECS, website design, corporate identity, and custom graphics. For more information, visit the website at www.gecs-us.com. Again, that's www.gecs-us.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Hi, welcome back. You're listening to us at Christ the King Radio, ctkradio.org. This is Joan Tuohy.
And I'm Rochelle Faracco with Senior Solutions of Colorado. And we have Shirley Prope on today with the American Council of the Blind of Colorado.
Hi.
Hello, Shirley.
Welcome Thanks. Back, Shirley.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah. So you were talking a little bit before we went off about adaptive aids.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, the American Council of the Blind, all of our programs are inclusive of all blind, visually impaired individuals and their families, their caregivers. People who are in need of vision loss rehabilitation services. Many of these individuals, primarily seniors, are isolated in their homes and they struggle to accomplish simple daily living skills tasks or to travel safely in their neighborhoods or around the metro area. Often the seniors with vision loss are more likely to suffer from depression and to neglect their personal health issues. Mm-hmm. So blind and visually impaired individuals who have adequate training and support are able to lead full lives, independent lives, participate in activities, and it keeps them active and allows them to remain self-sufficient. So part of what we do is we serve those who are most vulnerable. And we offer eye health education, assistance, support, training. Many of these individuals are low income.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can only imagine what it's like to try and live on Social Security or Social mm-hmm. Security disability. So, you know, what we do is we offer home assessments, counseling, and training, where our counselors assess the client's home safety, their mobility,
mm-hmm.
what's going on with their ability to socialize. We do a risk assessment and assess their daily living skills, you know, how they're managing with cooking and cleaning and all those things that we take for granted every day. We also, you know, are looking at other associated issues like, you know, how they're maintaining their personal hygiene and that type of thing. So then after we make that initial assessment, we'll help them access adaptive aids that are that can help them continue to do these things. And it many times it's things that are very simple. Check writing guides, signature guides, large button phones. We have things like cutting boards that are in different colors so that you can use contrast to cut different
vegetables. This brings a question to mind to me, which is, are a lot of your folks that you're helping, are they trying to age at home?
Absolutely.
And that's what you're trying to help them
exactly.
be functionally aging at home, even though they may be blind or visually impaired.
Exactly.
Do they
exactly.
frequently live alone or, you know, you mentioned you know, they're all low income and, you know, statistically, 95% of people in the country have less than, of 65 and older, have less than $25,000 in the bank.
Oh, wow. That's really.
It is a very scary.
Now they're starting to say almost $5,000 in the bank.
Yeah. Wow. Less than five.
Yeah.
It's very, the tsunami wave that we've all talked about for years isn't coming. It's arrived.
It's here. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So many of them are seniors who are living at home. And part of our mission is to help them stay there, but help them stay there safely and happily and engaged with other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So usually, are they living with someone then? A son, a daughter, a
aunt?
Typically, they're by themselves.
They're by themselves, yeah.
Wow.
And that vision pairs perfectly with Senior Solutions of Colorado. And that, as we've talked before on the show, Rochelle and I are by profession realtors, but we really believe that seniors should try to age at home.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I think I'm sure you guys are aware of the statistics of, you know, happiness. People are happier.
Absolutely.
When they get
happier,
to stay
healthier,
at home.
Longer lives if they can age in their own home.
Yeah.
And sometimes that may not be the $5,000 square foot home.
Right.
Seniors want to maintain, though, a pride of ownership. Mm-hmm. So maybe they should downsize to something smaller in communities where there are a lot of seniors, so they have community.
And you know, we define home as where you live.
Right.
You
yes.
know, it's
right.
not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's not the size of
so
it.
So they can call it their own.
Exactly.
Yeah.
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 Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So if somebody was just, say you ran into somebody or somebody came to you for help, you would just make an appointment at your office. Or, no, you make an appointment for them to come to, for you guys to come to their home.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
All of our services are direct to the client. We go to them.
Good.
It's just, you know, it works better. Mm-hmm. Our Site for Seniors program has been around for over 30 years. It started with Families of the Blind. It's a long-term evidence-based program that has years of success. We know it works. So it is, that's an important piece of it. We go to them, you know, we usually talk to them over the phone. That initial assessment is over the phone so that we can get an idea of what their needs are before we go out to their home. But then we do walk through the home because you always notice something, you know, they say, oh no, I'm fine with going up and down the stairs. But when you get there, you notice that they're not. Really.
Mm-hmm.
And we can make suggestions about how to do that safely. You know, what kind of maybe small modifications can be made that can help them continue to do that safely.
Right.
You know, we also offer a lot of support, which is really important for their emotional well-being. We have a phone buddy program where we match previous clients and board members who've been down the road. They know what it's like. And they can talk to them about what this is like and how it feels and what you can do to, you know, maintain your independence and maintain your happiness. We also have a volunteer program where we match people one-on-one and they come into the home and help them read their mail or do things
like companionship.
Companionship and help them, you know, kind of stay organized
right.
because that's tough to do when you can't see very well.
Yeah.
We also have support groups in the metro area where, you know, people can come and get together and talk about their situation and have access to information and resources.
And what others are going through.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Such as them.
Well, this is a great time for you to mention the name of the company and your website and your phone number, how you can be reached so that the audience knows.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we are the American Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired of Colorado, ACBCO for short. We can be reached here in Denver at 303-831-0117. Or if you're calling from out of state, the toll-free number is 888-775-2221. And our website is acbco.org.
You might want to repeat them again so that people can...
Locally, it's 303-831-0117. And toll-free, 888-775-2221, acbco.org.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Joan and I had an experience. In fact, we just got a call yesterday that we need to return today. And the person has a machine for the message, and she cannot see. And she said, can you please call back, Rochelle, and leave the message much, much, much slower.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So I found that very interesting, because not knowing that you're talking to a machine in the sense that of somebody that is blind.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's, you know, part of our training. You know, we talk to them about, you know, techniques, how to write. You know, the type of pen that you use makes a huge difference when you're visually impaired. We have bold line paper that we give out to people that really makes a big difference in whether or not they can read their own writing once they do write something down. So as I was saying, you know, those adaptive aids are really oftentimes really small things that make a big difference in how they adapt. We have recently received a little bit of funding from the state that's going to allow us to give people who are low income some of those small adaptive aids and help them access things like magnifiers and that type of thing as well, which can also make a big difference. We've also received a tiny little pot of money to help kind of some people offset the cost of a low vision optometrist exam.
That's great.
A lot of people aren't even familiar with that specialty. A lot of doctors, unfortunately, are not familiar with that specialty. And it really can make the difference between someone. I mean, I've had clients that were ready to give up driving that were able to continue driving with the right adaptive aid.
Wow.
And they accessed that through a low vision optometrist. You know, there's 1,000 different medical professionals out there. You know, there's a lot of different specialties mm-hmm. that medically treat the eye, but there's also another specialty that treats the function of the eye. So what they're looking at is your field of vision, you know, where you have vision and where you don't. And in the places where you have vision, how much vision do you have? I mean, it's possible for someone to be considered legally blind, say they've completely lost their central vision, but they can still have 20/20 vision peripherally. So that low vision optometrist can work with them how to use that vision that they have and the adaptive aids that can help them do whatever it is they want to continue doing.
So. I don't think I was even aware that there were low vision optometrists.
Yeah.
We learn something every day.
Yeah, it's we do.
Amazing.
Don't we all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really.
And that's
yeah.
good.
Yes, that is.
Right.
That is. Yeah.
So
yeah.
They are provided by you. If you know someone that you can do the assessment or...
No, we refer
them.
We refer to these low vision optometrists. There are several in the metro area that we have a relationship with that we know and trust. Mm-hmm. So we would refer the client to them. And then with mm-hmm. this funding, hopefully being able to offset some of the cost.
The cost, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Is this funding that you received, is it going through the end of the year? Is it so much per month, or is it when it's gone, it's gone?
Well, it's going to be renewed every year. So, you know, we're hoping that we continue to get it. We're, you know, as I said, our program's been around for a long time. It's evidence-based. We have a lot of history there, and it's, you know, it's data that we know works. You know, we know that this program works. So we're hoping that, you know, it'll get renewed again.
Oh, great.
In the summer. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you had also mentioned that you had some statistics you were going to share with us.
Okay.
But when we come back,
all right,
we'd like to hear, you know, the statistics of what's going on in your field.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
So thank you, everyone. You're listening to us at Christ the King Radio, ctkradio.org, and we will be back in a moment.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere via the internet. In order to continue bringing the light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in providing us the means to continue reaching out to children of the kingdom around the world. To help, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our website, www.ctkradio.org. Again, that's www.ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff, management, and all of our volunteers, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of Christ the King Radio or Christ the King Radio Ministries.
Hi, this is Joan Tuohy with Senior Solutions of Colorado, here with my partner,
Rochelle Farraco. You're listening to us at Christ the King Radio, ctkradio.org. We have a great guest on today, Shirley Prope, and she's with the American Council of the Blind of Colorado, which is also ACBCO. Hi, Shirley.
Hi.
Hi, Shirley. Thanks. Welcome back.
Thanks so
much. We have a little rough on that today.
So we were going to go ahead and talk a little bit on the statistics that you have, and it looks like by county.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us about that.
You know, we were talking a little bit about the silver tsunami and the fact that there are 10,000 Americans turning 65 every day. This information we obtained from a Denver Post article not too long ago, and that's exactly what they were talking about, the silver tsunami. So from 2010 to 2020, the over 65 population in Adams County is expected to go up by 71% in Arapahoe County.
In 10 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah. Arapahoe County is expected to go up by 70%. Denver County by 44%. Douglas County is expected to go up by 115%.
That is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
In 10 years.
And Jefferson County is expected to go up by 62%. By 2030, the over 65 population in Colorado is expected to increase by 150%. So this is just, you know, there, as I was saying earlier, when you throw in that one in three people over the age of 65 is expected to experience uncorrectable vision loss.
That is a lot of people.
Statistics, there are a lot of people that are going to be needing some services. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all of our services are provided free to the public. We do ask for a donation. You know, it's a way for people to pay it forward. Mm-hmm. If you have the funds to make a donation to cover our services, a typical home assessment costs our organization about $250. That's for one client, mm-hmm. one home assessment. You know, and the adaptive aids, you know, we again ask for a donation. It's not a requirement. We don't want anyone to burden themselves financially by making a donation, but it is greatly appreciated, and it really does go a long way in helping us continue to do the work that we do. Again, you can reach us at here in Denver, 303-831-0117, toll free 888-775-2221, and our website is acbco.org. So, you know, while vision loss is becoming a major chronic health issue for seniors, it's also associated with other health issues, and it also increases fall risk, mm-hmm. And other related injuries. It also causes depression and social isolation, and oftentimes is associated with diabetes. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that we're pushing toward and working to do is to educate people about nutrition and how important that is. And, you know, that can cause a real difficulty for someone who's blind and visually impaired. It's difficult for them to access and prepare
the preparing
healthy
would
food.
Be. Yeah, really.
Right. So, you know, we you know, I'm an area resource coordinator. It is my job to know what resources are available to help people access food, you know, and to do that safely.
And what Shirley was telling us earlier is even preparing the food, cutting the food, mm-hmm. she was mentioning that there's different colors of cutting boards
right.
to use to mm-hmm. visually see a little better.
Yeah. And, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, spending a little bit of extra money to buy those already chopped vegetables that are healthy. You know, now they have those steamer bags mm-hmm. of vegetables that mm-hmm. are really easy to prepare. You throw them in the microwave and they're done. Mm-hmm. I've trained clients on, you know, how to safely chop vegetables, though, and how to use things like scissors instead of a knife. I had one mm-hmm. client that was just absolutely terrified of using a knife. And so I said, okay, we'll use scissors. Scissors will work.
So give an example of how someone would cut with a knife if they were blind. You put thimbles on their fingers?
No. Although they do, you know, you'll find when you start working with individuals who have disabilities, there are thousands of adaptive aids out there. They have finger guards that uh-huh. you can buy that kind of, you know, fit in front
right,
of your fingers.
Right.
But the technique really is to fold your fingers under and run the knife along the knuckle as you're chopping. Okay. And use your knuckle as a guide.
That would scare me too.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. You know, for a lot of people, it's very frightening.
Especially if you're on any medications like Coumadin or anything like that,
right.
where you can't have to be careful as it is anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
But there, you know, there are a lot of different techniques, and that's part of the home assessment is just, you know, sitting down with them, talking to them about, you know, how are you doing this particular thing? How do you feel that's working for you? You know, we can do a lot of things with, you know, marking things and labeling things. And these are easy things. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, how do I know if I'm grabbing, you know, fruit or vegetables when I grab a can? Well, you can use rubber bands to mark them. There are now, you know, pretty inexpensive devices that you can buy that are labeling machines that talk, you know.
Yeah.
You match the little pen to the device.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's part of the process.
So,
you know?
Shirley, going back to your services, when you go in and you do an assessment on someone, mm-hmm. That is normally a couple hours situation?
Yeah, typically.
And then after the assessment, do you continue to go back to them? until their needs are met?
Exactly.
Or how?
Yeah. Okay. You know, oftentimes, particularly when you're dealing with seniors, you know, if I were to go into someone's home and throw information at them for 2 or 3 hours, it would get pretty overwhelming for them. Mm-hmm. So we typically do try and kind of, you know, piece it out. You know, we address the most critical issues first, but we're always available to come back and work with them on other issues. We also have, I haven't mentioned this yet, but we have a loaner program. We get adaptive aids donated to us. One of the most sought after adaptive aids is called a CCTV. That's a device that's about the size of a computer, the desktop model.
Closed caption TV?
Basically, yeah. So it's a magnifying device. Wow. And you put the paper on the tray and it magnifies onto the screen. It also allows you to change your contrast. You can change the color combination because some individuals see yellow on white or yellow on black better than they see the typical black-white combination. So there's a lot of different options there for the color contrast. But those devices tend to be extremely expensive. Right. So they're out of reach for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. We get them donated to us, and then we donate them to our clients. And the only thing that we ask is that they give them back to us if they can't use them again. So they just sign an agreement saying that they'll return them if they are unable to use them. And it's a great program.
Wow,
it really is.
Neat.
Yeah. We also get donated magnifiers, and we have the ability now to purchase some magnifiers. So, it's a really rewarding thing to go into someone's home and really be able to make a difference.
Well, and a lot of people don't, like myself, maybe Joan, I don't know. Like a lot of these things you're talking about, I bet we've had so many expos and things like that, but we've never seen the different gadgets or the different. It'd be neat for that to be more out to the public.
Absolutely.
Because, right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know, for instance, if my mother had some eye issues, et cetera.
Right.
I wouldn't know what was out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, you don't know what you don't know.
Yes.
You know, it's
one of John's favorite sayings.
Exactly. Is it? It's a great saying.
Yes.
You know, and so that's part of what we're doing out in the public. We're out there to educate people about what's available.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of my support groups, I have vendors come in that have these devices. You know, so that they can show the clients, this is what's available to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they can try them out and see if they all work for them.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
You know, and these are trusted vendors. These are people who, you know, we have a relationship with and we know aren't going to come into someone's home and try and high pressure sell them.
Mm-hmm, right.
So, you know, it's great to have those options available.
Well, and that's the advantage of Senior Solutions of Colorado because all the members are great quality people and organizations that are vetted.
Right.
And so.
Yeah. They are a great group of people and they're very dedicated to helping people.
Yeah. Getting the word out in each of their different, you know, specialties.
Exactly.
Maybe right now, Joan, we should give out Senior Solutions of Colorado's telephone number if anybody wants to call Senior Solutions for any other resources or information. Our number is 720-295-6263. 720-295-6263. And our website is seniorssolutionsofcolorado.com. Seniorssolutionsofcolorado.com. And we are having a new website as of next week.
Oh,
it will be really good when
How
it
exciting.
Comes out next week. Yeah.
It's great.
We're excited about it too.
Yeah.
It's going to be easier to find services and, you know exactly what they do and even contact our service providers.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. So that'll be good.
That's great.
I know one of the things that we wanted to, if you wanted to talk a little bit about your staff or your board,
sure.
And their history or
absolutely. I'd love
credentials.
To. I'd love to. So our board chair, I have to start with Karen because Karen is just one of the most phenomenal people I have ever met in my life. Karen was born blind, and she has just been a force of nature with ACBCO. She is a trained musician. She's lived in the Denver metro area for a very long time.
We're going to have to cut you off a little bit.
And then
here,
we'll
Shirley.
Start over again.
Absolutely. Yeah,
with Karen.
So thank you, everyone. You're listening to ctkradio.org, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Elevation Health Chiropractic, Denver, Colorado. Elevation Health features the core four system of wellness: function, fitness, nutrition, and education. For more information, visit the website at www.elevationhealthdenver.com. Again, that's www.elevationhealthdenver.com.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back. This is Rochelle Faracco and my partner,
Joan Tui, with Senior Solutions of Colorado. And you're listening to us at Christ the King Radio. That's ctkradio.org. Our guest today is Shirley Proppy, and we all slaughter that name, so we apologize.
That's all right.
But it's Proppy, and with the American Council of the Blind for the Blind of Colorado. And go ahead, Shirley.
We were just kind of going into our staff and our board of directors, and I always have to start with Karen Karsh, because she is just the most phenomenal lady I think I've ever met. She's got a beautiful sense of humor, and she's just a wonderful person. Karen is blind from birth. She's a singer, a songwriter, a pianist.
Wow.
She's kind of working on reestablishing her career right now because she took a break to raise her son. Karen has a bachelor's degree in music, which led her to be an educator across the country, teaching children about what it's like to be blind, as well as the positive result creating music can have on the success of people's lives. During this time, she was also a specialty reporter for KUSA TV. She did the Unsung Heroes program that won the Gannett Broadcasting's Innovation of the Year Award in 1993. Karen has been our chair for quite some time. She's dedicated to ACBCO, and she's passionate about sending out the message that blindness does not have to stop people from living wonderful, happy, successful lives. Our co-chair is Jim Stevens, and he is an internationally recognized artist, sculptor, and scrimshawler. I'm sure I didn't say that right. There's probably a more technical word for that, but he does scrimshaw.
Yeah.
He's also the author of three books on art. He's the only legally blind man ever to be awarded a black belt in Shaolin Kenpo Karate.
Wow.
And he won the fighting championship in martial arts Tournament of Champions. Jim lost his vision as a result of combat wounds that he suffered while serving in the U.S. Army. As a professional educator, he is retired from the University of Colorado, where he taught employment and communication skills. Jim wants his position on the board to be a catalyst for development and convergence of diverse ideas and engagement supported by a positive board action. Both of these people are just phenomenal individuals in their own right. They have great senses of humor. I love being around them, and they're so passionate about keeping people engaged and active, and making people understand that, you know, being blind, being visually impaired isn't the end. You know, it's a challenge. There's no doubt about it. but it is definitely not the
end. It's an opportunity.
Yeah.
I think Joan and I heard Karen sing downtown one time playing the piano.
I bet you did.
I believe Diane Mulligan was her PR person for her CD.
Okay.
And we went down there and listened to her. She's very talented.
She is. She's got a beautiful voice, just a beautiful voice. And often she is our entertainment at our Dinner in the Dark event. So we're just really happy to have her with us. So, you know, the other people that I work with, I came from the corporate world. This is my second career. And I have to say that it was really, really something to become involved in a group of people who really care about the individuals that they serve. You know, they're all passionate about what they do. You know, we've all kind of come together for different reasons, but everybody is very passionate about helping people and how do we do this best? How do we do this most economically? How do we do this best for society? You know, how do we help these people? Barbara Boyer is our executive director, and I swear to God, the woman must work 100 hours a week. She just is a force of nature. And ACBCO is really her, you know, it's her life. It's really what she puts her heart and soul into.
That's great.
She's just a great person. And then we have two other area resource coordinators like myself. Paulette Faust works out of the Boulder area. Paulette has been working with the blind and visually impaired for many years. Since 2000, she has specialized in consulting with seniors and their families to assist in their adjustment to vision loss. She is legally blind. She has a PhD. She's phenomenally intelligent and just a really, really great lady.
So if she's in Boulder, can she be reached through the same numbers that you're?
Yes, absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. Yes. And that number is 303-831-0117, or out of state or out of the area, it would be 888-775-2221. And then Frances Torres is the other area resource coordinator in the metro area. Frances is a licensed social worker and again, just, you know, really passionate about what she does and how she does it.
Was she a teacher at one time? She seems like she was.
Well, she worked in the Denver Public Schools as a social worker.
Okay,
yeah.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've met her and she seems like a great gal.
She is really a great gal. Really a great gal. And I have to mention Martina Torres because she's our director of volunteers. Uh-huh. And our volunteer program is really like nothing else ever.
Let's talk about that a little
bit. Yeah. So our volunteer program is where we match individuals one-on-one with our clients. And we do that geographically, mostly because it just makes it easier for people to spend more time with the clients. All of our volunteers have to go through, you know, a background check. We make sure that there's no danger there for our clients. They also have to have a clean motor vehicle record. And then they go through training. I started as a volunteer several years ago, and the training is kind of an awareness because many people who come to us really don't have a lot of experience with blind and visually impaired individuals. So it's really important to have them understand what that's like, what you do, what you don't do, what's okay and what's not okay. And it's really, you know, Martina puts a lot of time and effort into this program, into matching people. We always start with what we call it a meet and greet, where, you know, I would go out with the volunteer and meet with the client, and we all sit down and we talk and we make sure that everybody is comfortable with each other. Mm-hmm. You know, many times these relationships end up being long-term
relationships. Yeah.
Right.
And strong relationships.
What is the age range, would you say, of your volunteers?
Oh, gosh. You know, Martina has found volunteers from just all over the place. I know that we have volunteers that are in their 20s, mm-hmm. all the way up to, you know, older adults. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a great way for a senior
to give back. And to get out.
Help other people, you know, that sense of belonging to society, I think, is so important mm-hmm. for people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we love our volunteers. We couldn't do what we do without our volunteers.
We like to encourage seniors in the articles that we write to go out and to volunteer, because so many of them complain of loneliness mm-hmm. and depression, and that they're just left alone.
Right.
You know, their families are busy.
Mm-hmm.
Being families.
Right.
And so we really do encourage that as a great way to go out and get into society, back into society,
right.
make friends.
Yeah.
And, it's a two-way street.
And, you know, mm-hmm. it's something to look forward to. And I think that as we age, certainly I can speak for myself at 67, as we age, we need something to look forward to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and you know, you hear it all the time when people talk about volunteerism, that you always get back more than you give,
yes.
you know, and people think that it's a cliche, that it's not.
Oh, it's
you know,
not.
Absolutely. It really, you really, truly do. You get back so much from doing it.
You start volunteering?
Well, I worked in corporate America, and I was laid off of my career. In 2008, I was about four years shy of being able to retire with a pension.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that was, it was rough. It was a rough yeah. year. We found out in February that we were getting laid off, and our layoff date was December 31st. So I had 10 months of mm-hmm. layoff. So, you know, after that happened, I had an idea that might happen. So my husband and I prepared for mm-hmm. that possibility, you know, hoping that it wouldn't happen, but mm-hmm. preparing for it. Mm-hmm. And when it did happen, I just, you know, I came to the conclusion that I just didn't want to go down that road again. So I took a little bit of time off. One of my passions is to travel, and I did a little bit of traveling, and I spent some time with my dad and my aunt, who are in Indiana. And I then decided, you know, I want something that means something in my next life. And I did have an aunt in Indiana who had macular degeneration, and I saw what she went through and how hard it was. So that kind of, you know, opened me up to the idea of volunteering with the blind and visually impaired. And there was a lift out section in the newspaper. They publish it every year, and it's, you know, this list mm-hmm. of organizations that are looking for volunteers and, like, you know, different descriptions of mm-hmm. what the opportunities are with those organizations. And I contacted about a half a dozen of them. But, you know, I have to say that when I met with the American Council of the Blind, when I started talking to them, I just was really struck by the passion and the mission. And, you know, the idea of working with seniors was really appealing to me.
And the calling was there.
Yeah, the calling mm-hmm. was there. Yeah, exactly. And they're just, you know, they're a great group of people. They're very kind and understanding and easy to work with.
That's great.
It was great, yeah.
Well, we're here with Shirley Propey from, go ahead, Shirley.
The American Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired of Colorado. We can be reached at 303-831-0117. That's 303-831-0117. You can check us out online at acbco.org. And if you're out of the metro area, you can reach us at 888-775-2221.
Well, thank you so much, Shirley. It's just been
a
pleasure.
Yeah.
And it's been a real learning experience.
Yeah,
and we are sure the audience has learned quite a bit.
I appreciate the opportunity.
One thing I'd like to say is that all their services are free.
Oh, thank
they
you.
They do take donations, but it is free. So
yeah.
please give them a
Thanks
call.
Thanks, Rochelle.
Yeah.
You have been listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. And we look forward to seeing you all again next week.
Have a good week.
Thank you.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere via the internet. In order to continue bringing the light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in providing us the means to continue reaching out to children of the kingdom around the world. To help, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our website, www.ctkradio.org. Again, that's www.ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff, management, and all of our volunteers, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.